Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you for joining Early Morning Declaration here on Favor Factor Radio. I got something I want you to do. Why don't you get in prayer mode? Why don't you get in declaration mode? And we'll be back with you right after these messages.
Jesus.
right there. And just call on the name of Jesus. Something happened.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Favor Factor Radio. It is early morning declaration. We are excited. This is our first watch of the morning, and this is the watch that God begins to allow us to decree and declare, and we begin to see transformation of our minds. It's the time that God begins to strengthen the Christians, and we are excited. I am your host. This is your boy, your prophet, the overseer, Prophet Charles Briggs, and you have reached a pivotal moment in your life in time where these next 23 minutes are going to change the very course of your day. Whatever was set up to destroy you today, your mouth, your decreeing, your declaring is getting ready to shift it out of your way. You're getting ready to hit a place that you never thought you would be at. I believe that we are getting ready to receive that which we speak and believe out of our mouths. This is going to be a great day. You've got to tell yourself that this is going to be a phenomenal day. The fact that the enemy could not kill you while you were sleeping, the fact that the enemy could not break into your house and steal your goods, he couldn't destroy your family. You're here to tell the story of how God allowed you to see another day of victory. Something great is going to happen for you today. Oh, my God, why are you so happy, Prophet? Because I can smell my destiny. I can see my future. I can see the victory that's around the corner for me. If you can't get happy about your victory, if you can't get happy about your destiny, nobody else will. So we are excited about our destinies. We're excited about our future. Don't you know that God has something great in store for you today? He has something great in mind that he wants to do for you. He wants to give you your heart's desire. He wants to give you what you've been praying for. He's saying right now, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Here comes the King. Why don't you let him in? He's coming in right now. Oh, my God, I jumped straight up this morning, and I was ready for early morning declaration. I had already got dressed for my good workout after this. I'm going to get my spiritual food. I'm going to get my natural body in shape after this Favor Factor Radio show. And I'm telling you, I'm going to start my day in a positive way. Don't allow anything negative to come your way today. When things start to come to you that are negative, negative thoughts, negative people, all kind of negativity, just tell them I've already decreed that I won't have to deal with you today. Amen. So no negativity, no negativity on this Freedom Friday. No negativity on this Freedom Friday. I want to send a great shout out, a very happy birthday to one of my very special sisters. Today is my administrator, Elder Charles Jones. Today is her birthday, and we're sending a big shout out to Elder Charles Jones for her birthday on today. Happy birthday to you. She does so much for Favor Factor. She does so much for PCBM, and we love her, and we say happy birthday, and we wish you many, many more. Well, we've got 20 minutes to decree. We've got 20 minutes to declare what this day shall be. What shall it be? It's going to be what we declare it to be. A declaration of faith to start our morning, simply starting off today by quoting the scripture that we so know, that we're so familiar with. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will. Do you hear that declaration? We will. That means nothing is going to stop our day of rejoicing. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's mercy and grace are new every morning in our lives. We have new mercy. We have new grace today. We rejoice because we are God's children. We have been filled with the Spirit. Greater is he that is in us, that is in me. Come on, say it with me. That is in me than he that is in the world. The Holy Ghost is bigger than any problem, obstacle, or challenge today. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will give you wisdom and discernment regarding every decision that you need to make today. Someone needs to make a decision, and I decree and declare that the Holy Ghost is going to sit up and rise up on the inside of you as you have to make that decision. Hallelujah. When we acknowledge God through prayer and worship, our steps are ordered and directed of him. The Lord gives us wisdom and insight concerning all the affairs of our life. And so, guess what? I choose to be a blessing to all those around me today. I choose to be a blessing to all those around me today. No matter what happens today, I know God will see me through. I know he's going to see you through. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if God is for me, then who can be against me? Oh, God, I feel the Spirit of the Lord. This early morning declaration, hallelujah, I am the head. Hallelujah. Come on, decree it with me. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are ready for anything and equal to anything through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He always causes us to what? He always causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Not today, not tomorrow, as my adjutants like to say, not in this season or the next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No weapon shall prosper. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Today is going to be a great day. Scriptures, this is the day the Lord has made. Continue to quote Psalms 118 and 24. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Proverbs 3 and 6, in all thy ways today, acknowledge him. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to direct your path. We decree, God, that you direct our paths. Why? Because according to Philippians 4:13, we can do all things in Christ that strengthen us. And Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah. And so we believe God. We believe God. We believe God for these declarations. I begin to ask the Lord some other questions. Why is it that the people of God don't have what they desire? The Lord began to speak to me. He said, because when they speak it out of their mouths, they're loud. You got to understand that once you speak it in the atmosphere, words have power. They go somewhere. The enemy is seeking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Don't allow the enemy to take your doubt and disbelief and take your word that you've been spoken in the atmosphere and allow him to run with your victory. Hallelujah. We decree and declare now every word you speak, you shall believe it and run with it, and it shall manifest. Good morning to you. I feel the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you. This is what we first are doing, just tell him thank you for the sleep you gave us. Hallelujah. And for this new day, we choose to rejoice in it. Hallelujah. We choose to put you first in our day. So, Father, woo, thank you, Lord. Father, 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 we love to put you first. Jesus, hallelujah, as my good shepherd, he is going to guide us. And you, Holy Spirit, are going to be our teacher and our comforter today. Hallelujah. In my prayers this morning, we call your rain. Come on here. We call your rain. We call your rain. We call your rain, and we thank you for the rain. We speak peace to our hearts, mind, and brain, and we thank you, Father, for removing all distractions. This is the declaration we're praying, an early morning declaration. Amen. You have to understand that during this time, we're setting the course of our day. We are setting the course for our day. If this is a time for declaration and utterances, and this is a time of transforming our minds, and the time that God strengthens the Christians, then this is a time that we set out and let the enemy know nothing that you try to do to us today is going to work. Why? Because I am speaking how I want my day to go. I'm decreeing what shall happen. When I decree a thing, it shall be established. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So guess what we're doing? We're opening up our hearts to hear from you today. today, God. Hallelujah. We put on the garment of praise, the helmet of salvation, and the breastplate of righteousness. And we take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. We put on the belt of truth, and we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So what are you saying? I'm saying to you right now that I choose life and blessings today, not death and curses. That's the first declaration. Hallelujah. I decree life and blessings today and not death and curses. Hallelujah. I decree and I choose to be renewed in my mind. What about you? Hallelujah. Just reach up and grab it as we're decreeing it right now in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I decree and I choose to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Glory to God. I decree, change my heart to be more like you in everything I think, in everything I say, and in everything I do. One thing you want to remember is that declarations, when we're decreeing a day, when we're declaring how we want our day to go, we're not just decreeing material things. We're not just decreeing, hallelujah, houses, cars, riches, and land. The Bible said that he wants us to prosper and be in good health. So guess what? This is the time to decree good health. I decree now that you are in good health, that there is no sickness that is nigh your dwelling. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy that tries to afflict, hallelujah, the saints of God. Hallelujah. You are not sick. You are healed. Glory to God. There is no cancer in your body. There's no diabetes in your body. There's no HIV. There's no AIDS in your body. There is no high blood pressure. Hallelujah. Trying to find its way to you right now. There is no high cholesterol. Glory to God. There's no fibromyalgia. There are no bone diseases. Hallelujah. We decree right now, healing is the children's bread. And because you're one of his children, healing shall be yours. Hallelujah. We decree it, no back aches, no knee aches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, nothing going on in your body that's throwing you off course, that's throwing you off balance. We speak now, hallelujah, that everything comes into an alignment. We decree it right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's by the blood, hallelujah, that he shed for you on the cross. Everything that you may be dealing with right now that's going crazy in your body, but we decree that the blood is getting ready to work. Hallelujah, because it still works and it never will lose its power. Hallelujah. So we decree and declare today that we give ourselves every part of you, every part of us to you today, our mind, our body to you, hallelujah, as a living sacrifice. Oh, Father, we decree we won't allow and ask you, Jesus, to live you your life in us. You, somebody ought to make that declaration. Lord, I decree that you live your life in me today. Hallelujah. I choose to seek your face. Hallelujah. I bind myself to your will and your way today. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody just need to add a personal declaration right here. Hallelujah. Just add your personal declaration. Add your personal declaration right there. My personal declaration, I bind myself to you, Jesus, and loose myself from Satan and his ways of selfishness. I don't want to be selfish today. Help me to be a blessing to someone. Help me to see someone else's need. Hallelujah. God is not about me. Glory to God. It's not about me, but it is about you. And I decree and declare that you will help me to see what someone else needs today and not focus on what I need. Hallelujah. I choose to be renewed in my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, a vessel of honor and glory. I decree it right now. I decree and I choose to be thankful in all things today. God, understanding that if you don't do it today, there's still time tomorrow. Hallelujah. So I'm going to praise you if you do it. I'm going to praise you if you don't do it. One thing that I do know is that above all, you're still God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I love this. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for favor. Come on, somebody. And divine appointments today. Not just some kind of appointment, but divine appointments. Every person that's in our lives that are not divinely appointed by God, we dismiss them now. Every hindering person, every person that's contrary to the will of God for our destinies. Hallelujah. You're bringing us down. God's trying to bring us up. We dismiss you. We don't care if you're family. We don't care how long you've been in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank God for divine appointments. We thank God for divine appointments. We thank God for divine appointments. We thank God for people who have been divinely placed in our lives. Hallelujah. And those persons in our lives that are taking up divine appointment space. Hallelujah. We dismiss you because there is someone that's on the way called our investor. They can't get to us. Hallelujah. With you taking up space. So we decree and declare now that everything that's in our lives that's contrary to the will of God for our future, glory to God, for our destinies, hallelujah, you're not supposed to be here. We dismiss you right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Guess what else we decree? We decree to choose, bring every thought captive to Jesus. We have made a covenant, glory, with our eyes and choose not to look at lust. In lust anymore, glory to God, hallelujah, or in lust at anyone, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, keep our spirits clean, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to your name, hallelujah, I believe the Lord today, I believe God is going to do it for us, why, because we choose to stand in awe of you, hallelujah, to hate sin and love righteousness, we put a guard over our mouth, that our words may be few, God, don't allow us to say anything that will stop the flow of blessings, that will stop the flow of miracles, that will stop the favor flow in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we choose to have a passion for perfection, excellence, purity, holiness, righteousness, a passion for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I ask you, Father, to activate in us, activate in me the love of God, the joy of Jesus, that is my strength, the peace of God that guards my heart. In Jesus, the knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and discernment of Jesus Christ and his anointing in me this day. Guess what we decree, guys? We decree that we will live and not die. We decree no weapon formed against us will prosper. You know what I decree? I decree that wealth and riches are in my house and all of my needs are met. Hey, Kol Rabasa. Yes, Lord, I expect to hear from you today, Holy Spirit, because you are with me. I shall not fear. Your love cast out all fear. That is our declaration this morning. Somebody said, how can you decree for 30 minutes? Hallelujah, because if you understand the importance of what to do in the watches when you are up, you understand that in this watch, when you decree a thing, it's going to be established. Why? Because we're in the watch of decreeing and declaring from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Amen. You still got time. You still got time to decree. You still got time to set your day. I intercede right now, so excited for one of my sons in the gospel. Hallelujah. I'm so excited for him today as he embraces and embarks on this new place. In God, this new job opportunity, we decree right now in the name of Jesus that God has already gone before him. Every test has been passed. Every way has been made. We decree right now the enemy is upset, but we thank God for the victory. There shall be no demon, no demonic force that shall come nigh his dwelling. He's going in and he's possessing what God has already granted him. Hallelujah. This is going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be a fabulous Friday. I am feeling good. I'm feeling great in my spirit, in my natural body. Listen, I decree that you're going to get up from where you are and make it happen today. Glory to God. Nothing is coming to you. Hallelujah. I felt that in the Holy Ghost. Nothing is going to come by chance. Hallelujah. But guess what? Not by coincidence. It's going to come because you desire it. It's going to come because you speak it. It's going to come because it's simply your divine appointment time. Glory to God. And so I want you to get ready for what God's getting ready to do for you. This is not going to be an ordinary weekend, but this is going to be a weekend of many faith, many things that will happen because of what you speak in this watch. You don't believe me? I dare you to get up tomorrow at 6 a.m. for another declaration, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Get up, set your clock, decree your day, decree your morning, decree the rest of your weekend. Watch the Lord's hand move over your life. Something good is about to happen. And guess what? Good has you in mind. Something great is getting ready to take place. Guess what? And great has you in mind. Something fantastic is getting ready to happen. And guess what? Fantastic has you on its mind. Guess what? Something supernatural is getting ready to take place. And supernatural has you on its mind. I believe in you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for those persons who've gathered, who are listening right now, whether they've dialed in or they're listening over the internet. We give you glory and praise, God, that you allowed us to wake up today. You blessed us, God, in our right minds. You've given us the activity of our limbs, a portion of some of our health. But nevertheless, God, we give you glory and praise that you did not allow the death angel to sweep across us, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that you have allowed the angels to be in every corner of the earth, God, watching over us, protecting us from all hurt, harm, and from danger. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we're waking up in another victory, that we're waking up in another victory, that we're waking up in another victory. We speak and decree and declare today what we have already decreed, God, it shall come to us. It shall come to us. Nothing, no hurt, no sickness, no disease shall come nigh thy dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Hallelujah. We magnify you. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, it is so. Glory to God. Won't you join me this coming Sunday, 916 Rock Quarry Road in the city of Raleigh, North Carolina, at 12 noon. Suite 111, we're going to be there bringing a message to change the course of your life. This, I think I'm calling this the life encounter. It's time to get your life back. Hallelujah. This is the life encounter. Hallelujah. I just heard the Lord say that. So we're going to experience a life-changing moment in time on this coming Sunday. I want to see you in the place. Hallelujah. 916 Rock Quarry Road, Suite 111. Hallelujah. God's going to bless you today, tomorrow, and the rest of the days of your life. Won't you reach up? Won't you grab it? Why? Because he is the Lord of a harvest. Have a fabulous Friday. This is your weekend of faith, power, and victory.
Put your hands together.